This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. A few days ago, an Australian newspaper included this rather dystopian headline: Is Beijing Building Better Babies? This coming just a few months after a Chinese doctor announced twin girls had been born with edited genomes to make them resistant to HIV. Now, the prospect of HIV resistance or possibly ending other dread diseases is thrilling, but the idea of tinkering with the genes of human babies without knowing what's involved raises another kind of specter. Super soldiers or other designer humans. What was once the stuff of science fiction is here, and former CBS newsman Dan Rather is deeply concerned. The subject is the topic of his new documentary, Human Nature. Joining us once again in the Texas Standard Studios, it is our honor to say hello to Dan Rather. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's good to be home.
Let's talk a little bit about the documentary, Human Nature. It opens with a scene from 1966, talking about the future and calling scientists prophets. Do you think the notions behind gene editing, the shorthand we use now is CRISPR, do you think people in 66 were really seeing the future as it has now become?
Well, as it turned out, that's correct. One of the things that scientists do is they look ahead, think ahead, and then they experiment trying to get to the far horizon. And by the middle 1960s, the vision of the ability to split genes was just a vision.
Science fiction, really.
Science, yeah. Somewhere between science fiction and we're going to begin looking into this. And what this documentary is about the whole new world of gene splitting, gene editing. Now this is real. You and I have known each other a long while, and it's true I excite easily. But, but I'm so excited about this and have a passion for it because I know how important it can be. Not because I know science well, I don't. But I like to think that I can recognize a story. In the mid-60s, when scientists were talking about the ability to do gene engineering, at the very least, it was talking about taking your genes and being able to cut them to take out something bad hereditary like muscular dystrophy or sickle cell anemia. That's as far as they could see. Now we're at the point that not only can you split genes and take out something, you can put something in. This opens the whole new world, completely new world, of being able to engineer children. If you want a child with blue eyes or a child more than 6 feet, or science is not quite here yet, but in the future, you say, I want a really intelligent child. This has the potential to be bigger, more important than the internet. This is like a moon landing or Columbus landing in North America for the first time. And this documentary, Human Nature, it doesn't have the answers. We're not trying to give the answers. What it does is try to give you the questions to ask where you can talk about it.
One of the things that I think we, looking back today on those dot-com early years, we did not know what we didn't know. And I guess that's a question a lot of people are going to wonder after they see this film. You know, what we don't know and how it could hurt us, because once you start splicing genes, that will last.
That is true. It's irreversible once you do it.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. When the internet first started, you know, we were all excited about it as we should have been. But we didn't have a conversation. Well, wait a minute. What's some of the downside of this?
Right.
So it is now with this new gene splitting, gene engineering, gene editing capability. One can immediately see the tremendous potential benefits of it. On the downside, in the wrong hands, it doesn't take much imagination to see where this could go. It could go in the direction of eugenics.
Right.
Adolf Hitler was practicing eugenics. That is, all right, I'm going to purify the race. So it doesn't take much imagination to see that downside, which is all the more reason why we need to have this conversation now. And my concern is scientists are having this conversation, and they have been having this conversation. But what we need is the public at large, rank-and-file people, particularly in a democratic society such as ours, have to understand what is happening here at the beginning. We're still on the front first edges of this,
right,
but it's moving quickly.
Well, there's recently a controversy, I'm sure you heard about this, and whether or not a doctor in China had indeed used CRISPR to design twin girls. This has been outlawed in many countries, manipulating genes for procreation, but had that wall now been bridged?
Yes. Once the genie is out of the bottle, you can't put it back in the bottle.
Right.
And one of the questions to be asked, by the way, is this to be completely, totally unregulated world over? Are there to be no ethical or quality standards to it? These are huge questions, not just philosophical questions, but they're questions that affect every rank and file person in the world. So what happened, it was this ability was discovered here. Mm-hmm. Quickly, papers got out on it. Yes, a scientist in China, and frankly, we don't know much about this case, allegedly, supposedly, and reportedly used it to turn out two designer babies. By the way, we refer to it in our documentary, Human Nature, trying to put into context, folks, it's happening. It's no good saying, we don't want this to happen.
The genie's out of the bottle, yeah.
Now, you know, a lot of people, including myself, sometimes are reluctant to get the government involved, but here we need leadership from our own government. We need leadership from places like the UN. And again, I recognize so many people are opposed to the United Nations, but this is the kind of thing to have not just a conversation, but to have a discussion that leads to some decisions. Scientists themselves are split on how to handle this. Mm-hmm, they recognize this new toolbox of gene engineering has fantastic, and I use the word measurably, fantastic potential, both for good and for bad.
Right.
So what to do? Do you set a world standard for what's allowable? And if you set the world standard, how do you enforce it? That's the sort of thing you're talking
about. Right, exactly.
And that's the reason we need to have a conversation now about this. We can't put it off.
Do the advantages outweigh the disadvantages, the Pandora's box? On the one hand, it's possible that, say, someone listening to you right now, a government official might say, you know, we need to slow this down. And it might deny a generation or two of those healing technologies. So I'm just wondering, how does it balance out in your own mind?
Well, first of all, this is the time for me to say, I don't know. But this much we know, it's runaway around in other places around the world. So if we dial back, we'll be quickly overtaken by people in China, Russia, Iran, all over the world. So in answer to your question, when I say, I don't know. We have to be careful because there is a downside to this. The whole business of creating a master race off somewhere now is a real possibility with this. So we're talking about a world danger in the same way that we had to have a global discussion about what to do with the splitting of the atom and first an atomic bomb.
You think it's of that order, splitting of the atom?
Exactly. I mean, I don't like to editorialize about anything, but I've been very fortunate to cover some historic events. Seldom, if ever, have I been on to a story that has an arc that matters as much as this story. And that's the reason I'm so passionate about it.
This story is told in the new documentary, Human Nature. Congratulations on the new film. It's terrific. Thank
Good
you so much for stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you so much for your time.
Good to see you. Dan Rather.